Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He deserved to be praised, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, get with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm crying and weeping at my two sons. I told them boys from their cradle they were going to preach the gospel. And I have three sons, blood sons, preaching the gospel now. My oldest son, he's back there somewhere. He's running new avenues because we came off television to go on the internet and set up our own TV station on the internet and Roku. And so I'm so thankful. I'm just a blessed man. I need to testify, man. Been married to a beautiful woman for 42 years. I'm just blessed, man. I'm just blessed. Just blessed. Just blessed. Blessed. Sometimes I miss a year or two, you know, but I'm blessed. So I'm not preaching secondhand information. And I want to call my attention back to something that I want you to know. I also know there's blessed people in this church. And I also know that many of you in this church, you're not broke. I know that. See, but I preach like that because I want to bring the whole realm in. But I know some of you, oh God, have blessed. And don't be ashamed of your blessing. Testify of God's goodness. Now, Father, I know your hand is upon us. We praise you and worship you. And your word cannot be taught nor preached without an anointing. We thank you that anointing is in this house. It's not only here in Mount Gilead, but it's around the world in countries where people are tuning, watching, partners all over the world. We thankful that you give them a word tonight. We thank you that they have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand. We give you all the glory and all the praise for what be wrought from your word tonight. We thank you, your word works. If we work the word, it'll work for us. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just be friendly with somebody right quick and then be seated and get ready. Wow. Got your Bible?
Yes, sir.
Pad, you ready to go? You may be seated. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. You cannot really minister the word, or you cannot teach nor preach the word without a solid scripture foundation for what you're saying. You just can't tell people a whole lot of stuff and can't take the Bible and back it up. Now, I don't know about you, that's the way I feel. I mean, you can preach all you want, but I want some instruction from the Lord. And so I want to establish something tonight that I think need to be established among the believer. When it talks about prosperity, it talks about breakthrough, it talks about abundance, it talks about increase, it talks about overflow, it talks about surplus, talk about the land of just enough, the land of not enough, the land of just enough, and the land of more than enough. Down through the years, I've preached along these lines, dealing with the fact that I believe God wants us in the land of more than enough. And so, scripture-wise tonight, I'm going to let the scripture preach itself. Scripture-wise tonight, and if you catch a hold of this subject matter in which I believe the Lord want to speak to you about, and there are some things I'm going to say. We dealt with the strong man last night. You remember when we dealt with the strong man? When this thought came to me, I proved it biblically. And it had to be definitely scripture proven, because the church had gotten so far away from what I'm about to share with you that you have to nail it, and you have to nail it with truth and anointing, that the remnant of the body of Christ who's ready to walk in the full aspect of their kingdom citizenship can walk in it, whether nobody else won't walk in it or not. I sort of got it on a little different twist of the night, but yet by the same token, if you grasp this, it will make you open up more for the truth of the blessings of God. And it's simply this: my prosperity is God's pleasure. My prosperity gives God pleasure. Now, I want to establish that fact from some scripture that you know already. But we always can feed from the scripture. And so 3 John again, I want to go to that verse in Psalm 35. My prosperity is God's pleasure. Now, for me, I want you to turn to the scripture tonight, because they are leap and speak at any moment. In 3 John, there's 3 scriptures I want to read, and these 3 scriptures are going to prove what the Lord want to say to us tonight. In 3 John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." So it seemed that prosperity, my prosperity, is a desire of God. Wow. And then God do not have desires that he can't do nothing about. How many of y'all believe that? How many of y'all believe that if God has a desire, he can bring it to pass? So my point here is, if God desire for me to prosper, God part is done, but I have to make the proper connection. I not just throwing out scriptures out there and just feeling good. I have to, you know, when you plug in something into a socket, you can put it in the socket, but whatever you're plugging in won't run. But you got to fit it in that socket just right. Right? You been there? You ever plug some of them flipping, it didn't come on because it wasn't plugged in good. And so tonight, you're going to plug into your prosperity. Get the current flowing. Come on now, talk to me. Because I'm ready tonight. I am ready. We need to plug in to get the current flowing. And the current has to flow long enough to get to its full strength. But tonight I want to add on to what we've been talking about, these two sections, because if my prosperity is God's pleasure, I want to testify that my prosperity is my pleasure. So I'm ready to prosper. If God's satisfied with it, if God's satisfied with me to be blessed and have abundance, I'm satisfied with it too. Hello, 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 hello. See, when you clear that cobweb up, you can't let that, see, the spider keep coming back. The enemy keep coming back. You get an insight on the fact that God really want me to prosper, but then the spider web is still there. You got to get that spider web out your mind. You have to understand that God really want me to prosper. God really want me out of debt. God really want all my need met. God really want to meet my dream. He's just a good God like that. So you got to get a spider web out. You got to know it's God's desire for your pleasure. And see, when they talk about your soul, I just want to hit you 4 or 5 times with your soul. There's some switches got to stay on. You have to know, even in your emotion and your feeling, you have to feel like you're supposed to prosper. And you got to begin to feel prosper. You got to begin to feel like, you got to begin to feel blessed. And by turning the word of God in your mind and your soul, you begin to feel prosper. You get there before you get there. Remember talking about getting there before you get there? And then the next thing is, you have to turn your reasoning switch on in your soul where, come, let us reason together. He's talking about, though your sin, I'll make it white as snow. Well, though you're broke, I'll make it rich as snow. Sam God, he can do it. Sam God. And Peter said, sanctify the Lord God in your heart and always be ready to give a reason for the, 1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in you. You got to have hope for prosperity. Well, your faith to have something to work with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then the concept of your memory. God have got you out of something financially. Some financial transaction that have happened in your life, you can't explain yourself. Your back was against the wall, but God showed up. He touched that portion, and the thing came out all right, and nobody found out about it. So you have to remind yourself. I know over and over again, God got, when I was coming up, my wife and I first got married and we was trying to deal with our marriage financially and take care of our children. Over and over and over again, God got us out of spot. Even when we messed up, we bought something we shouldn't have bought, but God came in and claimed us anyway and brought us out. Do I have anybody y'all can talk with? How many of y'all bought stuff you know you shouldn't have bought it at that time, and then you needed God to bail you out, and he bailed you out anyway? I want to talk to real people tonight. I said, I want to talk to real people tonight. So in your memory of your soul, you got to be able to rehearse the time when you was at the bottom and seemed like he wasn't going to make it, but I'm still here. God did something special. Come on now, talk to me now. God, anybody here, God did something special for you. I mean in your finances. I mean, you don't know how you got out of that situation. It seemed like you was locked down, but God some way got you out. That's how David whooped Goliath.
Yeah, right, same way. Yeah.
David in his memory said, well, I never faced a Goliath, but I did take a lion. I know it wasn't me.
Right.
I did stop a bear.
Yeah.
So he rehearsed that to himself and said, Goliath, just like I cut that, stop that lion, I'm going to stop you. Because it wasn't me no more, it was the Lord.
Yeah.
And we talked about your imagination. And then your will, because the writer in John said, beloved, worship of all, then you're prospering, being held even as your soul prospers. So a prosperous soul prospers in emotion, prospers in reason. And what's his intellect? Prosper in your intellect. It prosper in your memory. It prosper in your imagination. And prosper in your will. And the word of God will do all of that. You may say now. Psalm 35. Three scriptures I'm going to go, and then I'm going to start giving you some principles. Psalm 35. Hallelujah. Said my prosperity is God's pleasure. That's powerful, man. Yeah. So I got it. My son, my middle son was driving me in the back of the car, and he says, the Lord said to me, the believer's prosperity is my pleasure. How many believers we got in the house? Yeah. He told me, now I know I had this, my prosperity is God's pleasure. It's personal. But God said the believers, you talk about the authority of the believers? Yeah. The believer's prosperity is my pleasure. I said, yes, sir. I'll work with the Lord. I'll do what you tell me to do. Psalm 35 now. Now notice the content of this verse hold the content of 3 John 2. And the content of the fact here is that a believer's prosperity is still giving God pleasure. Here in Psalm 35, 27, let them shout for joy. And he says, and be glad that favors my righteous cause. How many of y'all favors righteous cause?
Yes, sir.
Now listen. A lot of time we let Satan trip us because we make mistakes. There are always going to be some mistake in your character. God not through with you yet. Now if you sit here and think you don't have no mistake in you, Satan already got you. The blood. Make the blood useful. The blood. See, make the blood useful in your life. The blood. Remind Satan, the blood of on me. Yes, I messed up that time, but I have the blood. The blood keep cleansing me, keep washing me. Yeah, the blood. Admit you need the blood. Admit you need what Jesus done at Calvary. Admit you needed a Savior. Admit you needed a sacrifice. Admit you needed somebody to die for you. Admit you every now and then I got to call on him again. I need him. I need Jesus. I need Jesus every day, every hour. I need Jesus to touch me. I need Jesus to talk to me. I need Jesus. Your weakness ought to keep you close to Jesus. Receive. Now look at this, 35. Look at this. Look at this. 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that failed my righteous cause. Let them say continually. Watch what he said now. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Wait a minute. We're about to tie some up here right now. Let the Lord be magnified. Now you favor the righteous cause, right? Now you say, let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified, which has I'm going to use a tongue here now. Somebody might get it, but I got to use it. Your sharpness. Y'all understand that language, sharpness? You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Let's say it's your elegance. Turns God on. God loves good things. And every time you permit God to bless you, he gets magnified. This is. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Now I get here, you know, and I often say, and you know, shout and growl, because I one time I was reading it and I said, if he had pleasure in his servant being prosperous, how much more pleasure would he have in sons and daughters prosper? You ready for this?
Yes,
now, turn to Jeremiah 33. We're going to look at verse 9. I told you, in the mouth of two true witnesses, let every word be established. Now we go to Jeremiah. We have seen it twice. Now we're going to see it a third time, that prosperity turns God on. You ready for this? Look at that night voice now. Look at the night voice and just take the content of that night voice now, almost as a commentary of what we just read in the other two verses. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. It's saying the same thing. Now, let's go to work. It is very displeasing to God when his children does not prosper. He gave his only begotten son, not just for you to have eternal life, but for you also, Jesus said it, to have abundant life. Wag your head and tell a person next to you the struggle is over. No, you ain't wag your head. You got to wag your head. Tell them the struggle is over. Because my prosperity is God's pleasure, and my faith is out to please God. So the struggle is over. Now notice what it says. It is very displeasing. Not that's just very displeasing. Let me, oh yeah, yeah, I hear it, Lord. I hear it. Look, listen. That word very, turn to Genesis 13. God testified in Genesis 13. I got to the word very, he told me, and I heard in the background, Genesis 13. Let him look at that right now. And Abraham was what?
Very,
very rich.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Somebody up in here about to get very rich. Very rich. You know what very rich mean? Huh? And passed up rich. They gone to another level of rich. Another level, very rich. See, very, very rich people live different. When you're very rich, the Abraham was what? Very rich. Well, with silver and gold, with cattle, silver and gold. Very rich. All right, now let me go back over this. I might have to come get it, bro. All right, I see you. All right. That's $100. I was always walking over there for $100. That's a good check, man. So it is very displeasing to God when his children does not prosper. Now I want to act, see him now. See, you got to pray for me tonight, because see, I'm on from this morning. Now, so when I read that, just I got very, it is very displeasing to God when his children does not prosper. And then the question came up to me, are you displeasing God? With some ritual or some religion or something somebody have told you, and you kind of Cadillac on the message, and this is a season for you to get your breakthrough, but you just kind of cruise through this situation, cruise through it as if it's a storm with people sawing all over your head. Are you displeasing God? Are you going to yield to God and let God do what he want to do in your family? Talk to me up in here. I'm ready to please God and let him prosper me. Say it. See, because some of y'all on the line, you're not really cross with this thing. I know you're here, but you're not. Some of y'all just come as inquirers. You're not really sure that God wants you to prosper. And you're reading the Bible and he's telling you to knock your side of the head all the time. Knucklehead, hear what I'm saying. I do want you to prosper. Don't you let what the world say about the church stop you from prospering. You're supposed to be living by my word. I told you if you abide in me and my word abide in you, I told you ask what you will and I'll see to it that you get it. I told you if you're willing and obedient, I told you you're going to eat the good of the land. That's what I said in my word. My. Turn to Job 36, 11. It just pop up. Job 36, 11. It just pop up. It's the Lord said, I won't talk to him a minute but from that verse. I said, all right, Lord, let's do it then. Let's do it. Just like Nike, let's do it. My. Now, in the next 20 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. And he's going to shake every foundation that is not prospering you. You understand me? I know when the game on, partner. It's on. When Mike got in his zone, when he was playing, when Mike got in his zone, the other team said, matter of fact, the man said about Tiger Woods, he was playing in a golf course with Tiger Woods. I don't know much about golf. And they asked the man, Tiger Woods whooped him so bad, they asked the man, they was interviewing the man. The man says, I won. He said, no, Mr. Wood won. He said, man, Mr. Wood was playing another game. I won, I beat them other guys. I won. And so when the Lord gets through with you tonight, you're going to be playing another game. Because all we need, now let me say this with reverence, all we need and I got it, is a fresh anointing here. And it's about to sweep this place. It's about to sweep every one of us in here that we can go on and let God be God in our lives and shout the victory and give God, let God be magnified. Ain't nobody got no time being broke here now. Ain't nobody got no time with this financial struggle. Jesus is almost about to come back. It's time for us to flow now. It's time for us to preach the gospel. Preach the kingdom of God. Tell them Jesus is the Savior. It's time. We ain't got time to be praying for no money waiting around. We got to preach the gospel. What'd you say? Glory. I wish somebody would help you. Glory. Look at Job 36, 11. If they obey, you already obeying him and serve him, you serving him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. In the old Living Bible, Isaiah 1:19 says, if you only let me help you. If you only obey me, I'll make you rich. Now let me try to finish answering this question. It is very displeasing to God when his children does not prosper. Why? Why? Because he has provided prosperity for them and also give the principles and power of how to prosper. Yeah. Sit down. Y'all need to write some of this stuff. The principle. See? Because he has provided prosperity for them, number one. Number two, he has also given the principles and power of how to prosper. Turn with me in the Old Testament again to the book of Zechariah, chapter 1. Let the Bible talk. Let the Bible talk. I said, let the Bible talk. Everybody else be solid. Let the Bible. Zechariah chapter 1. Verse 13 in the first chapter, it says, and the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Now, when you're not walking in the fullness of your covenant, it caused God to be jealous. God is this type. This is the way God is. I don't want nobody outliving my children. I provided for my children to outlive everybody. You don't want to talk to me now. I see. Okay. This is a fact throughout the scriptures. God has provided for you for the taking to outlive anybody in your neighborhood. Why? Because you're not only a witness for God by your mouth, your life is a witness for God that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of light, in whom is no variance, no shadow of turning. You got to come to grip with that fact. Watch it now. Watch what we're working on here. And the 15th verse says, and I'm very so displeased with the heathen that are at ease. You got more heathen than got money, boy. The Lord, way back there, God said, and I'm very so displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Whoa. I saw something. Whoa. It bring affliction to God if you don't permit him to bless you. It hurt God. Ooh, if she only would listen to me. If she only would go ahead on and trust me for it, I'll bring her some places she had never seen before. Now, God is jealous and afflicted because of our condition. We're ready to break that tonight, though. It's displeasing to God. It make God jealous, and it afflict God because he can't get to you what he has provided for you. But I'm ready. Say, I'm ready, Lord.
I'm ready.
See, because when I'm saying this tonight, I'm getting revelation on the spot. I never saw him afflicted about this. I knew he was jealous and displeased, but I never saw that it was sort of an affliction to him. It's affliction to his work. It's affliction to his vision that is in his realm. We've been afflicted financially. We afflict what God told us to do. And the men and women who got these visions trying to do it, but because you are not walking in the wealth and the finance that you need, the wealth has slowed up the process. And God said, I'm ready to speed it up. Some of y'all already done give enough tithe and sowed enough seed to be rich. That's what I'm talking about. I say most of y'all in here done sowed enough tithe and enough seed to be rich now. I come here with an anointing to break your tithe loose and break your seed loose. You got to receive it though. You got to know I'm not a milkman. I'm not a regular man. I'm a man sent from God. I receive that. I'm a man sent from God with a message. I'm a man sent out of nowhere. I came flying out of nowhere. Pushing it right now. I got two jets on. I'm on in my fourth jet. Ain't nothing wrong with being blessed. I got two Rolls Royces. Ain't nothing wrong with being blessed. Every now and then I got to ride in one of them roads. Testify for the Lord. Every now and then I got to be at the red light and look at one of them door pushers and do this. Amen. Every now and then these heathen got to run into a child of God that living better than them. Every now and then. You being prosperous is not just about you. It's about God. It's about the kingdom. It's about the covenant. It's about the Christ. It's about the cross. It's about the resurrection. It's about seated in heaven and pleasing with him. Every now and then I gotta get in my convertible Jaguar. Every now and then. Put the top down, put a cap on. And pull by one of them dope pushes in. Every now and then I gotta get in my Porsche. Put a black cap on. Cause it's black, you see. Get at the red light. And see one of them pushers who despising God and laughing at the church and put the one in our head, man. Every now and then. Every now and then, I'm gonna talk to you a minute here now. I'm testifying. Every now and then, I got to walk in the yard of my mansion and ask myself, who lives here? Every now and then. How many of y'all was on the coach when you came by my house? Tell them something. They don't know. They don't understand what we're talking about. How many of y'all was on the coach? Tell them something then. Tell them. They might ask you, how was it? Tell them. Give them some of your advice. Every now and then. Let me read on. Now watch. And I am very so displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they rubbed it in. Help further my affliction. Therefore, thus said the Lord, I am returned. He back? I return to Jerusalem with mercies. My house, yeah, what? My house shall be built in it, said the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, my cities, yes, sir. One translation say, will overflow with prosperity. My children will overflow with prosperity. And then he said, this gospel, see, therefore thus said the Lord, I'm returning to Jerusalem, verse 17, cry yet, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, my city through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. You ready for your comfort?
Yes, sir.
You see, you're chosen, right?
Yes.
Huh? Are you a chosen generation, a royal priesthood? All right. You must become fully persuaded that prosperity belongs to you. You must do a Romans 4:21. Look at it quickly. Romans 4:21. You must become fully persuaded that prosperity belongs to you. Fully persuaded that God can perform prosperity in your life. You also, it said here, many ungodly people are prospering with your prosperity. It also says here, my prosperity magnifies the goodness of God.
Yes.
The devil didn't want me to have it, but he couldn't stop me. You must realize that your prosperity has to do with kingdom company business. And as Zechariah 1:17, look at it again. Kingdom company business. This gospel. We got missionaries now. A bishop is telling me in Africa, you can't go to Africa free. It takes money to go over there and preach this gospel and help these people. And then I have another question here. Are you ready for your prosperity to manifest and remove all financial struggles or limitations and become a money magnet?
Yeah.
Turn to Psalm 18. When you want it to happen. When you want it to happen. Turn to Psalm 118. When you want it to happen? I can't hear all y'all. Psalm 118, verse 25. And I want you to hook that up with Ephesians 3:20. Oh, we're about to preach up in here, boy. Psalm 118, verse 25, and then flip your Bible and hook it with Ephesians 3:20. We're about to preach up in here. Look at what it says in Psalm 118, 25. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. So when you want it? Now. And you tell him, Lord, send it. I'll receive it. And the Lord said, I've already sent it. Listen, I sent it 2,000 years ago on a hill called Calvary. You don't believe that? Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and prove this in the Bible. The Lord said, I've already sent you prosperity. I want you to receive it. I want you to release your faith. I want you to stop talking that foolishness, talking about you're not going to make it. I want you to know you already got it made. You're already in the kingdom. A kingdom already in you. Let's wake the word a little bit. 2 Corinthians. Come on, let's go. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We're gonna work this. He said, I've already sent it. The wealth and prosperity is already here. Glory to God. My goodness. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. You there? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. He already sent it. Look at John 10:10. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Look at Deuteronomy 8:18. But remember, it's the Lord thy God who gives you power to get wealth. Look at Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm ready. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. Is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. But notice the qualifier. You remember in 3 John? According as your soul prospers. Now we got another one. According to the power that is working in you. Well, what you going to do with Philippians 2:13? Philippians 2:12-13. Turn to it. We'll work this Bible tonight. I'm going to close the wall. Work this Bible. God is at work in you to do his will and his good pleasure. Work out your own salvation. Prosperity, see, we get mixed up with salvation. Prosperity is a part of your salvation. When you got saved, God put your name on his book. And he wrote on the side of your name, prosper. Shirley prosper. John prosper. Whatever your name is. What your name is anyway? I want to give the church a reeling and rocking. I'm about to make a statement on reeling and rock the church. You You are born in prosperity. Aren't you in the family?
Yes, sir.
Well, every one of us going to stop being a prodigal tonight. And we're coming home and tell the Father, I want what's mine. I won't be home. I don't want to take it. I'm going to be a good steward. Just let me have it. I'm going to be a good steward. We don't want to be like that other son who was at home and didn't know what belonged to him. He said, son, all that I have is thine. We don't be like the other Christians under the table when they should. The Lord said he prepared the table before me in the presence of my name. What you doing under the table? And the sinner sitting at the table dressed in purple and fine linen. What you doing under the table? Designed crumb to fall from the enemy table. That's to see, God said, delight yourself in the Lord. What'd he say? He'll give you what? Jars of your heart. But if you ask for crumbs, I got to give you crumbs. You got a crumb mentality, you gonna have crumbs. But my God, darn it, let's drown this crumb mentality. I receive. I receive. It's good checks. 250, 250 is good check. See, we got to get rid of this crumb mentality. Come on, I just want to serve the Lord. Tell your neighbor, get rid of the crumb mentality. Tell them, stop eating that stale bread. That bread been there for 8 days. Ain't nobody want that bread. Come out, you can toast it. You can't toast mold. Get some fresh bread. Whatever you can do right this day, do something fresh. Then you know what I mean? Don't hold on to the old. Just do something different. Whatever you do. Just do something. Yes. Do something different. Yes.
Come on, man.
Pay a little more for your shoes. Yes. Just pay a little more. Just go up $20, $30. Yes. Just get something. Just, you know, when you're buying a scarf, don't get the $10 one. Just get one for $30. Just get something. Yes. Just get something, man. Just get, you see what I'm saying? Make a move. Tell the point next to you, make a move. You make a move, God. You make a move, God will make a move for you. Make a move, God. It's time to make a move. It's time to make a move, I said. You already know it belonged to you. My prosperity is God's pleasure. I'm planning on making God so happy. I'm planning on making God have so much pleasure with me. God gonna be pleasurable. He gonna be happy. Say, look at Leroy, there you go. That's me, Lord. That's me. I'm ready. Are you ready? Let the fire fall in you, Lord. Let the fire fall in you. Let the fire fall in you. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Let the fire fall. 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 Come on, spin around here. Let the fire fall. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let the fire fall, Lord. Let the fire fall. Let the glow. Let the fire fall, Lord. Let the fire fall. Look at Psalm chapter. Psalm 30. Psalm 30. I'm about to close. Somebody help me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I know you're gonna shout. Tell somebody, I smell my breakthrough. I smell it. I smell it. I smell it. I smell my breakthrough. Right in the midst of this, I want to read a shouting voice, because I think we need to shout. Psalm 30, verse 5 and 6. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy coming in the morning. Glory to God. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Godly, I'm about to close. Godly prosperity is a force that worldly folks can't deny. And it gets their attention. I mean, when Joseph sold in famine, the Lord started blessing, in the 26th chapter of Genesis, the Lord started blessing Joseph so much the town council got together and went and said, you're too much for us. Move it. But then I found out in reading, they caught up with him and say, things not going like it was going. When you left, the anointing left. Let's cut a covenant. I smell it. Notice in Genesis 24, quickly, I'm trying to close with you now. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'll never be broke. Another day in my life.
My prosperity
give pleasure to God. And I want God well pleased.
Whatever aspect of my life.
So I'm going to quit messing around here.
I'm believing for wealth.
I'm believing for increase.
I believe abundance belongs to me.
I am a child of abundance. Here in Genesis 24, verse 35. You there?
Yes, sir.
And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. Who did it?
The Lord.
And he has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servant and maid servant and camels and asses and women in this church. Get ready for your maid. I'm trying to help y'all, man. I'm trying to help you, man. I'm trying to help you. You was a maid, but now you're getting ready for a maid. Somebody to iron and clean up and somebody. What? What?
Yeah.
What? Then after you handle a maid right, after you can adjust a maid, God said, I'll give you a cook.
Yeah.
That's what rich folk got. Rich folk got cooks and maids.
Yeah.
People who love them, people who take care of them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
See, you got to stop thinking about being a maid.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to really see where you are. See, I don't know. I've never been to Bishop in Lena Hound, but he's supposed to have a maid and a cook at his house. The first lady ain't got time to be cleaning the house up. Come, y'all ain't hollering now. What's the matter with y'all? You see, because when they get there, they're going to leave the gate open. See, government has been misunderstood in the church. And the prophet reward. And the righteous man reward. We'll write a $20,000 check to the church.
Come on, Dad.
But we get deaf when God starts saying, what about your bishop?
Yeah, yeah.
What about your man of God?
Yeah.
Same God, same property.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah.
Set it in order.
You see, he's supposed to get there before you. He is your spy.
Yeah.
He go check the land out,
yes,
and come back and tell you we're well able. Mount Gilead, we're well able.
Yeah.
Mount Gilead, we're well able. Being broke or limited is displeasing to God. Fighting the good fight of faith includes your prosperity rights. Turn to Psalm 78. I'm going to close, I believe. Psalm 78. I feel a little preaching coming on. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. You know, I come from the Baptist. Hallelujah. I see a stirring going on in here. I see angels flapping their wings. Hallelujah. Ready to help us get our breakthrough. I hear them air moving. And the angels, prosperity angels, flapping their wings. Whoa. I hear the music. I hear the music. I hear the music in the air. I hear the music. Hallelujah. That's enough. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Right, quickly. My. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. The blessing is falling in this place right now. Reach up, y'all. Receive it. Tonight is your breakthrough. I say tonight is my breakthrough. Shout if you believe it. Invitation. Holy Ghost, boy. That's the Holy Ghost. Look at that. I said that's the Holy Ghost. You better get some of it. You better get in on it. That's the Holy Ghost. Look at that. That's the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Holy Ghost, man. That's the Holy Ghost. Woo, woo. That's the Holy Ghost, man.
Jesus, 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 Jes free.